So, I hope you guys are enjoying reading through 1 John. We're coming into week number 3, going through the letter of 1 John. And this week, hopefully on Wednesday evening, we can focus on chapter 3 and to just look at that. But for me, I just keep getting stuck in chapter 1. So I'm still in chapter 1. So I hope that after I preach this preach today, that I can move on to chapter 2. But just this scripture has just been on my heart ever since we started reading 1 John. And so we're going to read from 1 John 1, verse 5 to 10. And so you can just read with me and then we'll get into the message. This is a message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, there's only one word to say after you read that. And I think many of the portions in 1 John, and it's a very South African thing. Sure. Sure. There's just so much in this. Like it's, and I don't think any other culture would be able to capture that thing. Or you're. You're. Sure. Now, if you read through 1 John, you see that John has these three aspects of God's nature that he highlights. And so in chapter 1, verse 1, he says, we've proclaimed to you the one who existed from the beginning. We've seen him. We've heard him. We've touched him. He is the word of life. So the first thing that John revealed of who God is the word of life. And then we get to what we were going to speak about today. He is, God is light. And then in chapter 4, we get to where he says, God is love. So he focused on these three things. God is life, God is light, and God is love. That's who he is. And I mean, we can meditate upon that for a very long time and just think of who God is. But I want to jump into verse 5. And it starts with the message we have heard. So he starts off in verse 1. He says, we proclaim to you the one that we have heard. Now he's saying, what did we hear? He says, this is the message we have heard of him. And we proclaim it to you that God is light. And in him is no darkness. I want to just think of God is light. And in him there is no darkness. Nothing. You don't get, when you switch on the light, that this, the darkness or the light asks for permission to go on. When the light goes on, darkness leaves. And God is light. He says, like, I don't give light. I don't say that I have light. I say, I am light. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Light does not negotiate with darkness. You don't light a candle, you don't light a candle and ask the darkness for permission. You flip the switch and darkness leaves. When God is present, darkness is not. That can be a slogan, huh? Where God is present, darkness is not. I want you to think about this. In John 1, verse 4 to 5, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 8, verse 12 says, and again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. John 12, verse 46, I have come into the world as light. God is light. Jesus saying, I am light. I am the light of the world, and I've come into the world. There's these things, this contrast that you get with light, so and with darkness. Darkness hides, light reveals. Darkness confuses, light clarifies. Darkness conceals truth, light exposes the reality. If you are going into, we don't have it here in South Africa, but if you go into a storeroom which is dark and you put the light, you walk in there, you bump into things, you don't see things, but when you put on the light, the truth is revealed of what is in there. And I think many of us live our lives actually in darkness, and we have access to the one who is light. And then he takes us to 1 John 1 verse 6. Says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So if we say we have fellowship, John started off, it's like Jesus has come and we proclaim this message to you. This is good news. That he's come so that you can have fellowship with him. But then he say, if you say you have fellowship with him while you still walk in darkness, you're lying to yourself. Because God is light, and in him is no darkness. What is darkness? What is John referred to as darkness? And maybe I should just hold that thought before I go there. So walking in darkness, this is cool. Walking in darkness is willingly switching off the light. Walking in darkness is willingly switching off the light. And if you look at what fellowship means, and I want to remind us, fellowship is this shared life with Jesus. It speaks of a living, breathing, sharing, loving relationship with Jesus. If you share everything, you are in him, and you walk in darkness, you're actually switching off the light. God, the light has come into the world to take away darkness. But sometimes we walk in darkness and we think we have fellowship with God, but we don't. Now, interesting about this walk, it speaks about a present continuous thing. So it speaks about a walking in darkness. It's not an isolated moment where you step into darkness. It's a continual, habitual walking in this darkness. And then it says, it's a way of living. It's characterized, it's not occasional stumbling, but it's patent, it is a patent way of life. So this walking is a patent way of life. So what is darkness? What does John refer to as darkness? And he starts off, the first thing is it's sin. And when we read this, we think, okay, if I sin, I don't have fellowship with God. But what John is not saying, he's not saying if you sin once, you don't have fellowship with God. He says if you walk habitual in sin, you are switching off the light of a fellowship that you can have with the one who stepped into the world and to remove darkness. Who of you like darkness? When you're sleeping, yes. So I want to block out every light to sleep so that my eyes can be closed. But who of you appreciate darkness? Okay, now you are like, should I say yes or no? Is this a trick question? No trick question. Who of you love light? Huh? No, there's more hands. There's some people that's still deciding whether they're going to answer me or not. They're just like, it's either light or darkness. Who likes light? Yeah, who likes darkness when I'm sleeping? Yeah. All right. Who likes darkness when it is sin? No, I don't like darkness. But if you read 1 John, you see him highlight certain things as darkness. Firstly, it's sin in 1 John 1 verse 6. He says the following. He says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 2 verse 4, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth does not. When I'm in the wrong one now, yeah. But and the second one is self-deception, where we are actually deceived. Now, the theology in that time was that you cannot sin, and so John is writing against this thing. He says, if anybody can scratch their head, you probably know that you can sin. It is something that we all were born with. It's our nature before Jesus. Sin is a reality. And John says, this is darkness. 1 John 2 verse 11, he says like, lovelessness is darkness. Hatred, bitterness, or relational rupture is darkness. 1 John 2 verse 11. And then the false teaching that was going around that was said that Jesus was not the incarnate Christ. He did not come as a man. So these things, what John said, these things are darkness. But today, I'm just going to focus on the one, and that's the sin part. So this is not a once-off sin. This is habitual conduct. It's sin that is practiced, not merely stumbled into. A lifestyle that tolerates or hides disobedience. Walking means this habitual conduct. Darkness isn't an occasional failure. It is a settled direction. It's a settled direction. And so when we read this, you're like, who can serve the Lord? Who can have fellowship? This is a person that is really set his direction to go against what God has. And not dealing with the sin in their lives. I'm going to read something now that I've been thinking about quite a bit this last while. Is the following. In 1 John 3 verse 4 to 8. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practice lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. What is lawlessness? It's the Greek word for this means to be without law, not submitted to authority, not to submit it to the authority of God's word. You are a law unto yourself, choosing what you will or won't obey, rather than submitting to God's will. And this is the problem. This is the danger for us in these days that we are living, that people are becoming more and more lawless, becoming a law unto yourself. I will decide whether something is right or wrong. And somehow we put ourselves on a pedestal, and it's almost like what happened in the garden, the tree of good, knowledge of good and evil. It's like you decide whether what is right or wrong. And somehow God is trying to show you the way of light, but you keep on choosing to make a decision that I am a law unto myself. I decide which go and what does not go. But unfortunately, God does not work like that. He's in charge. You are not. He is light. And in him is no darkness. He goes on, verse 4 or verse 5, it says, you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. See, God is light, and in him there's no darkness. In him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. Yo. Sure. Somebody read that scripture. Was it the Pedro? But at community on whoever makes a practice, not whoever sins, whoever makes a practice, whoever walks and keep on walking in sin is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. And so John is like, yeah, he's been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came. He came to destroy the works of the devil. What's the works of the devil? Sin. Lawlessness. This is why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil. Isn't that good news? I'm seeing all of you listening. It's like, okay, what's coming here? I'm preparing myself. I've really got good news today. This is good news. The works of the devil is sin, and Jesus appeared to destroy the works of the devil. John 3 verse 19 says, the light has come into the world, and the people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. There is, if you, darkness hates the light. And if you want to have fellowship with God, you need to deal with that desire that hates light. Because God is light, and in him there's no darkness. Listen to this scripture, Romans 13. Verse 12. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies or in drunkenness. Now, if you read this, you're like, that's not something I would do, or drunkenness. I've never been drunk in my life. So it's maybe not. Not in sexual immorality. You know, this is where the enemy actually comes in. It's like, I will decide what is right or wrong. So people, that this is not, let us walk properly as in daytime. And the things that are darkness are these orgies, drunkenness, not sexual immorality, and sensuality. Now, I don't know if you were like me, but I don't know what that means. So I went to look it up. And it says, in Scripture, sensuality often points to unrestrained appetites. I think we all struggle with that one. Okay, so we're getting in here into the Scripture. It's not just all those guys that we are not. Who of you have some unrestrained appetites? Come on, show it. Who's not going to put up your hand no matter what I say today? Okay, wonderful. All right. I decide. Okay. It says here, not in quarreling and jealousy. Oh, my goodness. Who if you've been jealous? Who if you've quarreled? Let us walk into the light. Follow the light. Follow the light. That's one of my favorite songs now. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 14, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Follow the light. Follow the light. I don't know the rest of the words. I just know that part. What's the rest, Betrike? No. It just stands out. Follow the light. And then we get to walking in the light. So we know what darkness is, no? It is those things. But it's not, okay, ek het geloop in die straat en my toon gestamp en toe sê ek, o, vloek. It's not that one time and then you fluke and then you are like, I'm walking in darkness, I can have no fellowship. That is not what John is speaking about. It's speaking about that you fluke the whole time. That is the thing. It's like, you know, you actually need to deal with this. When I gave my life to Jesus, I fluked like the matroos. I had so many bad words. I mean, I grew up in a house where my dad was an alcoholic, drank a lot, and then was kind of in that setting. So we were exposed to flukwoorde a lot. A lot. So and then monkey see, monkey do. And so I've learned that, and I started speaking in that way. And then when I gave my life to Jesus, I started spending time with other believers. And then one day I was fluking, swearing, and then one of my friends came to me and says, Morris, that's not good now. Let's work on your vocabulary. Find some other words. Find some other words to put in there. Like, you're very passionate, but try to replace that with good words. And so every time when I saw those friends, I didn't fluke. And then it became that I started fluking less until I did not swear anymore. And I think walking in darkness is you don't care. You just continue in that way. But a walking in the light is you want to be as He is. You want to become like Him. So what does it mean to walk in the light? 1 John 1 verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So if we walk in the light, if we walk and keep on walking, remember, it's present continuous. It's not just one step. It's a continue walking in the light as He is in the light. We have fellowship. Who of you want fellowship with God? I mean, it would be completely a waste of time to say I have fellowship, but I don't. We live to have fellowship with Jesus. What does it mean to walk in the light? Firstly, I think one of the ways we walk in the light, and 1 John 1 verse 9 goes and says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That word confess, it means something like this. It's to say the same thing as another. To acknowledge that something is wrong. So when you confess, you're saying what God is saying about this thing, I agree with that. I feel the same way, that this is not the way that I want to live. When I confess, like lawlessness is like, you will see in the sense of lawlessness where people would say, I'm a law unto myself, like we can just live together. I don't care what God's word says about a husband and a wife, that sex was made for that which is in the marriage. So I'm a law unto myself, so I decide my own way how I'm going to live. God, confessing your sins means I'm lining up what He says about it. And I'm changing my actions so that I can walk in the light. And if you are like me, we need to learn to confess more. Come into agreement with what God is saying is light, and lining up with that which He is saying is light, and moving away from that which the world is making. See, God speaks about marriage as a man and a wife. That's what God speaks, not something else. There's other scriptures like, let's read it. Genesis 2 verse 20. The man, because it's a man, shall leave his father and his mother and shall hold to his wife, which is a woman, and they shall become one flesh. That's what God's picture is, not something different. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do not marry an unbeliever. This is what's standing here. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? It's coming again. So I think we need to make a decision how much of this lawlessness, of this age, of this time has gripped our hearts and come under fresh again, under the rulership and the authority of Jesus. Do you still fear God in that way that you are willing to line up with what He says about things and not decide, it's okay, they are doing it. God is very clear with what He speaks about sexual immorality. And you know, I'm mentioning these things because we don't always speak about these things in church. But He's very clear. So when you actually look at pornography, if you look upon a woman with lust, you have sinned in your heart. So I'm not doing that thing, so I'm okay, but I can do this thing. And I can keep habitually doing this thing and think that I have fellowship with God. I need to get into confessing and agreeing with what He is saying and until He cleanses me from all unrighteousness. And this is what I like about this scripture. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. So you're not going to come there and He says, nah, sorry, jy het nou te veel gedoen, gaan weg. He doesn't do that. He is faithful and just because you are coming with a heart to acknowledge, God, this is sin. This is not from You. This is not, You are not agreeing with this thing. And I'm coming and aligning myself and I'm turning from that way. And then He says, He will forgive you. And then I love this part. And cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The more we confess, the more we come into that place of an agreement, the more He washes us and get all that darkness out of us and sanctify us and make us more like Him. This is our destination. Darkness is not our destination. We want fellowship. And I can go and mention many other things that the Bible calls sin, and sometimes we make it right. We say, no, it's okay. The trend of the world is changing, so let's tolerate these things. If Jesus does not say it, and we decide, we are a law unto ourselves and decide something is right when it's not, we are actually deceiving ourselves. This is the hardcore one, but it's actually good news because I've made a decision that I'm going to repent quickly. I'm not going to try and say, yes, Lord, but this and this. I'm just going to, oh, Lord, please forgive me. I'm going to line up. I'm going to line up with Your truth, what You say. I'm humbling myself. I'm acknowledging that I need You. That's what confession means, acknowledging that I need You. It's not a license to keep on doing that thing because He says, I will clean you from all unrighteousness. But you keep on doing the confessing until you are free of that thing. Last week, we had kind of a lot of us that shared on just how you got freedom of addiction. This is the process. There was a time when you were stuck in that, but as you confessed, He cleansed you. He cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Now you've got victory in one area, go for another one. Go for another area, finding victory. And I can almost guarantee you will experience God's presence because it's in Jesus. God is light, and in him there's darkness. There's no darkness. Other ways, and I'm going to close, but other ways that we can walk in the light is through worship. Psalm 89 verse 15 says, "Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord." Obedience. John 8 verse 12, it says, where Jesus spoke and saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So you want to walk in the light? Worship. Just obey him. Just come and say, "Yes, Lord. I do not want to follow my own ideas anymore. I don't want to be a law unto myself. I'm under your rulership. You are my king." When I gave my life to Jesus, it wasn't just my Savior. It's my Lord and my Savior. What you say, Lord, goes. My life is yours. The Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105. "The Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If you spend time in the Scriptures, you will follow the light. Follow the light. Da, 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 da. Something good is there. You can beautiful song. Follow the light. Accountability. You can be accountable because sometimes we have these hidden things. But in light, nothing is hidden. Nothing is defended. Follow the light. Walking in the light means living each day with God, who is light. The nearer I come to God, the more conscious I shall be of my own sin. And this is the thing, the closer you come to Jesus, you'll realize actually how more you need to confess. So just get used to confessing and let him cleanse you of that unrighteousness. There's hope in this message. Can you hear the hope? It's not, "Oh, poor me, I'm a sinner." It is like, I need to align up with God and get with business as soon as possible. All right, so I'm closing. And this is where you take a breath. Okay, he's finished. But 1 John 2 says the following, "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one." Isn't that good news? So he's saying, "I'm writing to you that you don't sin, but if you get into that place, line up. Acknowledge it's wrong. Let him cleanse you, let him wash you. Start walking in the light. Follow the light." Can we be a people that do not walk in darkness? I don't know about you, but I want to have fellowship with the Lord. I constantly want to be with him, experience his presence. Walk in the light as he is in the light so that we can have fellowship. And I want to close with the scripture, 1 Peter 2 verse 9. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into marvelous light." He's called you out of darkness. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. He's called you into light. Follow the light. Walk in the light.